All right, so in today's podcast, we are talking about the Maya, Inca, Aztecs, language barriers in Latin America, and the Columbian Exchange.
Let's start with the language barriers. So when the Spanish conquistadors came, they started speaking a lot of Spanish. Mm-hmm. And one crazy fact is the number one language in Brazil is Portuguese. Is because Portugal made a deal saying if you take this land, then we'll take this land.
I agree with you on that one because I'm pretty sure that was what the deal was like. Spain had took the countries on the western side and a little bit of the southern side, and then Portugal had taken Brazil. Not necessarily taken, but colonized. And then if we move forward from the language barriers and we go to the Columbian Exchange, Christopher Columbus was part of the revolution of the Columbian Exchange because he brought things from Europe to Africa, and then he brought the slaves from Africa to Caribbean islands and the Americas, and then the Americas had traded stuff with the Europeans.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the Columbian Exchange was kind of like bringing a whole country to another. Like, what's that word I'm looking for?
Like combination.
Yeah, right.
Because, yeah, as you were saying, it's bringing a whole country together, but it did bring like negative conflicts like slavery, because if you look at the Caribbeans, right, you look at places like Jamaica and Cuba and like the little islands that are off the coast of those, Cuban people, they are of Mexican descent. Like, they have fairly dark skin tone. In Jamaica, they have darker skin tone because of the African
because of the slaves.
Yeah, the African slaves had natured there. And then in the islands, they have paler skin tones because the Spaniards had brought their peoples over there. So again, with the Columbian Exchange, they had brought like diseases, but they brought diseases, innovations, ideas, good things and bad things.
Right.
So with the Maya, Inca, and Aztec, they all lived in certain parts of Latin America. The Aztecs had stayed towards Mexico City.
Towards south of Mexico, right around that area.
Sort of not. They stayed in the area of Mexico City now. The Incas, they stayed in the Andes Mountains of Chile. And then the Maya, they stayed not too far from the Aztecs. Like, they were around the same barrier. So the Inca had got, well, all of these indigenous tribes had got raided by Spaniard conquistadors, and they lost all of their land.
Right. And one cool thing that I want to say about the Inca specifically, but they invented all three of these invented like a lot of cool things. Like the Inca did what's called terrace farming, and because since they were on the Andes with extreme slopes and mountains, they had to find some way to flatten the land. Well, you really can't flatten a mountain. So they made it what looks like stairs on a stair set.
Whenever you look at it, all of these indigenous tribes, they were fairly modern. The Aztecs were the most modern, but they all used sort of the same materials in their lives. Like the Maya, they used brick for their foundations. They had crops, and they lived in a fairly well, like, economy. The Inca, they used brick for their houses and stuff. They had crops also, but then they lived in harsher economies. And then the Aztec, being the most modern, having all these giant temples and, like, all of these glass chambers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they were more advanced of their time. They just didn't know it.
So, yeah, those are the three topics that we talked about today, and I hope you enjoyed.